The Biggest Liar of All. One of the most important lessons of life I learned in Vietnam. I've written about this event before, yet it is worth repeating, since the lesson is applicable in many areas of our lives. Early one morning, my crew and I were flying into hostile enemy territory. We were a gunship helicopter that escorted troop-carrying helicopters into combat zones. Suddenly, we could see tracers from enemy machine gun fire rising up toward us. Being a pilot new to combat, I began to panic. My flying became less positive, and I began to worry more about dying than flying. Sensing I was losing the battle in my mind, my crew chief tapped me on the helmet and said, "Lieutenant, you know what the problem with this job is?" "No," I said. "The problem with this job is that there is no second best. Either we are going to win, or that machine gunner on the ground is going to win. Only one of us is going home today." In the heat of battle and sheer terror, I could hear my crew chief clearly. He had been here before with green pilots like me. He knew I was terrified. My mind was racing with thoughts of doubt, fear, and insecurity. "As I said," the crew chief stated clearly, "if you are afraid of dying, we are all going to die. Focus on what your job is, not what you are afraid of. Listen to the winner in you, not the loser. It's okay to be afraid, but you cannot let the loser in you win. Focus on winning, Lieutenant. Do your job. Get us home." Nodding, I turned back to face the bullets coming up at us, focused on winning, and did my job. Don't let the loser win. The lesson I learned that day is that inside each and every one of us is a winner and a loser. One of the main reasons many people do not attain their financial potential is because when it comes to money, most people allow the loser to win. Even today, after years of ups and downs, a financial failure, and finally financial success, I still have to contend with the winner and the loser inside me. The other day, I was looking at a beachfront piece of land, and I could hear the loser begin talking. He said, "You don't really want this. It's expensive. Besides, what if the economy changes? What if interest rates go up? If interest rates go up, then the prices on real estate will come down, and if real estate goes bad, then all your other investments and businesses will go bad." Now, there's nothing wrong with the loser in you. The loser in you plays a very important role. The problem for many people is that the loser is the only voice in their heads. I have many stories of when the loser in me won. One I often share with people is the time I purchased a condominium on the cheap side of a great building in 1973. Instead of purchasing a property for $48,000 on the ocean side of the building, I purchased the exact same unit on the mountain side for $34,000. 3 years later, the property market boomed, as I expected it would. While both units went up in value, the oceanside units were selling for approximately $150,000, and the mountainside units were selling for about $70,000. If you do the math, you will find that the mountainside units were far more expensive in the long run. On top of that, the $14,000 difference in purchase price would only have cost me an extra $1,400, since banks were requiring a 10% down payment. For an extra $1,400, I could have made $100,000. My lesson from this experience is to first look at value rather than price. Today, when making financial decisions, I always remember that deal. I always remind myself that the loser won because the cheap person in me did the talking.
Rich Dad said, "Be careful whom you invite into your head." Understanding the differences between facts, opinions, and principles is extremely important when analyzing the information that we are bombarded with each and every day. The better you understand the source of the information, the quicker you can determine if it is applicable to you and your personal situation. Rich Dad said, "Financial intelligence is having control over your cash flow." As we compare investing for cash flow with investing for capital gains, we must recognize the information we are using in making those decisions.